Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. By his incarnation, our Lord God and Saviour Jesus Christ blessed all of creation and sanctified our humanity. As a result, when we sing of his glory with voices raised and hands held high, we are offering a true sacrifice of praise. Music can thus be a vehicle for expressing the majesty of his creation, our joy in life, and our thanksgiving for the gift of eternity which he freely offers to all who come to him. Music and youth have a special relationship. For young people, the challenges to a godly life are great. So often the world intrudes into our spirit and we are left thirsty for the life-giving waters of his word. As youth, we must cherish and develop these talents with which we are endowed. Music is just one such gift. To it we can add prayerful contemplation as well as the beauty of worship. Music without godliness is no more than a banging drum or a clanging bell. For music to have life, it must be directed to the source of life itself, which is to be found only in the person of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. The songs presented on this recording date from the very beginnings of the Christian community. In them we hear the echo of the glories of a people only a couple of generations removed from our Lord. We, who live 50 generations or more from the earthly life of our Saviour, often find it hard to make him the centre of our being, our very purpose in life. These songs can help us to re-establish our links with the apostolic age and to strengthen our resolve to make every breath whisper the name of Jesus Christ. As young people, we are called upon to bear the torch of Christianity into the next millennium. We need, therefore, to forge a personal communion with our Saviour, for he is the source of all blessedness, and without him nothing has value or beauty or meaning. May the Lord Jesus Christ speak to us through these songs and confirm in our hearts the meaning and power of these words. May the efforts of all the young people who contributed to the success of these recordings bear fruit in a renewed love for the Son of the living God by all of his sons and daughters. May the Lord have mercy upon us now and for the rest of the days of our lives. Amen.